This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Last week in Crane's Detroit Business, there was an article about Detroit factory workers getting charged more than lawyers for auto insurance that was done by Chad Livengood. Chad joins us now by Skype. So tell me about this study. Who did it and what is the result?
Well, a California-based auto insurance researcher by the name of Douglas Heller, working for the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, which is a pretty powerful group of medical providers and attorneys who have been battling the insurance industry over reform to Michigan's no-fault system. He did a study where they just basically went and got online quotes from six major carriers. And in those quotes, they put in the same 30-year-old female with the same driving record. They took the credit score out of the equation, where basically you don't put your Social Security number in and you just keep that not into the equation. And then they ran this auto insurance rates across the board to see what kind of quotes they could get at the same address for the same 2007 Ford Fusion car. And the result was pretty wide disparity between what a unemployed woman at an address in Detroit or Owosso or Muskegon or Iron Mountain would pay versus the same woman with a law degree or even with a bachelor's degree. You could see noticeable steps up in their auto insurance rates based on their level of education.
It kind of feeds into what CPAN's been telling us in the past, that the unlimited medical coverage under personal injury protection and no fault really isn't the biggest factor in how these rates are determined.
Yeah, I mean, there's two different areas here. There's the cost coming out of the system to pay out for medical claims and such. And then there's what people get charged. And what people get charged varies differently wildly based on these rating factors that auto insurers use. And some of them, as they kind of found out, don't use education, or some of them use job title. So that's where the idea that you could have the job title of a lawyer versus job title of a factory worker at the same address with all the other same demographics, and the person with the more astute status in society with a job title of lawyer would get charged less than the person with the factory worker title. And so this study really kind of tries to sort of poke holes at this argument that medical cost is the only issue that drivers deal with. And even if you take a medical cost, lower medical costs through all the various reforms that are being discussed in Lansing right now, you're still not going to get some of these what people think are discriminatory practices of the auto insurers.
Now, do all of these insurance companies use something like a job title to determine rates?
Not all of them. That's the odd thing, is that some of them do, and there's no requirement that they use certain factors. They have basically a host of different factors they can take into effect. State Farm Mutual and Allstate, they don't consider job title and education level. But I went and did a little study of Esurance, which is a subsidiary of Allstate, and they do take into account education level in their quotes.
Yeah, I saw that you'd done some of your own investigative work like a good reporter. So what did you find?
Well, I took the same 30-year-old single female that the Douglas Heller, I took that scenario female, and I used got quotes on Esurance, basically my wife's name at our address in St. Clair Shores, with a law degree or without a high school diploma. And I got the comparison quote to see the price difference there. And then I went and just grabbed a random address in the Bagley neighborhood of Detroit, which is on the north side near University of Detroit Mercy, pretty stable middle-class enclave and north of 7 Mile. And the difference was quite staggering. At my house, there was a $25 gap between the female, 30-year-old single female without a job but having a law degree would pay $25 less than the one without a high school diploma. But at the house...
That's $25 a month.
$25 a month, yeah. But at the house on Woodingham Drive in the Bagley neighborhood of Detroit, the difference per month to the quotes was $160 between the same female driver with a law degree versus someone without a high school diploma. all the same factors and variables being the same at that same address. And I've tested it a little bit more and played around in Detroit, and it doesn't really change as far as large gaps. But the cost for that quote for that Detroiter without a high school diploma at Woodingham Drive was $473 a month, Lester. And the female with the law degree was $314 a month.
Wait a second. I want to make sure I get this clear. The 30-year-old woman without a degree in Detroit is paying nearly double what the suburban 30-year-old female without a degree is paying.
Yes. And then the bachelor's degree or higher was double what the price for insurance at my house at 10 Mile and I-94. So not that far away.
Is this redlining?
Well, they say it's not redlining, but it is often accused of that. But the insurers don't often have a lot of explanations for why there's this large gulf between basically when you go north of 8 Mile in auto insurance. And even some parts, I mean, this study showed that these factory workers in Warren get charged a lot more than a factory worker who might live in Clawson, for example. So there is large gulfs and changes. I mean, we've looked at a lot of auto insurance information and is kind of ongoing coverage of this issue at Cranes, and medical insurance is driving the price up. But then you look at these other factors and you start changing them around, and all you have to do is simply, you know, make one click of the button and change between levels of education, and you can change the cost of insurance immensely. It makes you kind of start wondering what's the purpose here. And this researcher, Douglas Tower, contends that this is social economic penalties, essentially, that is some kind of a corporate-driven policy. Now, the insurers say, look, they have certain actuarial sound rating factors, and they have some way to justify that that they can say that you are more likely to be in an accident or have higher insurance claims if you don't have a bachelor's degree. And that's what the insurers say. And in this state, it is a pretty less regulated environment. It's called file in use, and they file these rates, and then they use them.
This is all very fascinating. If you want to get more about this, you can go to Crane's Detroit Business. Again, the title of the article by Chad Livengood is How Detroit Factory Workers Get Charged More Than Lawyers for Auto Insurance. August 2nd, it came out, and we're glad to talk to you about this, Chad. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.